Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Always an honor for me to be able to hang out with you and introduce you to these really smart people that we have who join us every day. Our Brain Trust members like Rick Maurer. Rick's been a Brain Trust member for over 8 years. He's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance, recently re-released with about 90% new stuff. If you're not getting the results for the energy you're putting in, for the investments that you're making, you probably need to make some changes. I know that hurts even just to hear it. But one of the ways to do that, besides hiring Rick or listening to all of his help work that he's given us over the years, is to find this book. And I think you can probably find it on your website, can't they, Rick?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that's Rick Maurer, Maurer.com. Check it out, folks. Rick, we're talking about change. We're talking about leading change. And one of the ways to lead change is to say to yourself, you know, we're not getting the results, as I said, for what we're trying to accomplish. And we need help. And talk to us a little bit more about some of the ways that that an expert can come in and help you with that.
Okay, good. If it's a simple thing, like you just and all you need to do is you just need to know the steps for successful change, then you could pick up a book and you could do that. That's known as a technical response. The other one is a more adaptive, like you know what to do, but you're working against your own best interest. So
you can't get out of your own way.
Exactly. So let's say that, I mean, one thing that that most people know and research shows is that change in organizations works best when people are engaged. People have a stake in the outcome. They have to roll up their sleeves to themselves. And so, and most leaders nod their heads.
And when things don't work, they take it personally.
Yes, yes. So you got that. Let's say the leader says, yes, absolutely, I know, got to get people engaged. And so they hold some planning meetings where they turn off the PowerPoint, people sit there, they argue, they make decisions together, it's great. And then the leader vetoes all the decisions afterwards. So that's what I would want to look at and say, look, I
want to... that's not just a company needs to change, that's total brain damage dysfunction.
If the leader
completely throws their whole water on all that, I mean that's brain damage, full dysfunction.
Okay, well, but some, you know, I want to be a little more generous here.
Okay,
I mean, some of the people really.
I'm the tough love guy here, Rick.
Okay, got it. Well, I mean, some people do that, and once you hold the mirror up, they go, oh,
they don't realize they're doing it, do they?
No, and if they get interested in that and say, wow, oh, that's right, I'm doing that, and then say, all right, so let's just look at that. What are you afraid will happen if you don't second-guess everything? Well, I'm afraid it'll be chaos. I'm afraid this, I'm afraid of that. And say, all right, so let's. Why don't we try an experiment? Can we do something small to see if, you know, not the whole bottom falls out, but maybe the bottom falls out of that little corner of the room there. And so we try these little graded experiments.
Baby steps,
so the person can go, the leader can go, well, you know, no, actually that worked better than I thought. In fact, they came up with better ideas than I did.
Rick, is it possible that been doing what you're talking about, that prior to this, the leader doesn't even know that his people are engaged, and by taking these baby steps and seeing a little success happen, all of a sudden he can say, wait a minute, these people are bought into this company.
That's a wonderful benefit when that happens, and you're right. I mean, sometimes we as leaders and even the consultants miss that.
Well, wrap it up. We got about a minute left. Wrap it up for us on these baby steps. Maybe somebody can kind of try this on their own, folks.
Yeah.
You know, some of this stuff don't try at home on your own. You know, if you're not a professional, but some of this thing that Rick's talking about now, you can do yourself. Go ahead, Rick.
Okay. All right. So the first thing is. Do a really sober assessment of, okay, what am I doing? What's my management team doing that works against what we say we want to have happen? And once you've identified that, and you can say, it doesn't have to be the thing, but it's a big thing. Say, that's it. That's what we're going to work on. Find a little way to experiment with it. So if you don't delegate, for instance, find something where the bottom won't fall out of your business, where you could actually delegate for 3 weeks or a month and watch it carefully and say, is it working? You know, is it safe? And if it right. works pretty well, you know, learn from that. If it doesn't work well, learn from that.
I like that, Rick. And I wrote an article once where I said, don't call it change, call it an experiment. It seems to go down a little better. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, some of the organizations that really do change well don't call it change. It's just
from now on, you're my experiment agent. You're not my change agent. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Rick Maurer, folks, M-A-U-R-E-R. RickMaurer.com is his website. Find his books there, all the other stuff. Thanks for being here, Rick. Good job today.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.